It's Nick Mesny here with Andy Morrison after the Nomads 1-0 victory over Ballytown tonight. Andy, a fantastic result there.
Fantastic, yeah. You know, I can relax a little bit now because it was a hectic 90 minutes and we had to dig in for 15-20 with 10 men. But, you know, absolutely proud of the lads to every single one of them. You know, we'll have a look at the red card because neither the referee or the fourth official knew what it was. So nobody really knew what was going on. They just chuck a red card at Ryan Wignall. Mm-hmm. So we'll have a look at it. And if Wiggy's in the wrong, then, you know, he'll pay the consequences. But, you know, like I say, for him, he said he was just defending one of our lads who had his hands around his throat. But I'm not going to let that, you know, take away from the victory because it's a fantastic victory, Nick. You know, they've just chucked the kitchen sink at us, you know, and every single time any of the back four had it, they just boot it as far as they possibly can towards Les Davis, and you know when Les left the pitch, I felt we'd win the game. If Les had stayed on in them last 10-15 minutes, we would have been in real trouble, especially down to 10 men. But, you know, seeing Les go off, I thought, that's it, they've just handed the game to us.
It was always going to be a tight game last season. It was 3-1 all draws. You knew it was going to be a very tactical affair going into the game.
Yeah, it was, and it's a really hard game to referee, you know, because you've got two competitive teams. You've got two teams that are going full at it, and, you know, just... You know, for me, just get on with it. You know, just let them get on with it. They're all big boys. Les, George, the two Joneses, Wildy, they're all big lads. Let them have a battle. And to be fair, Petch, you know, the referee did try to do that early on. But then it got a little bit bitty. And, I'm just glad that the red card hasn't cost us because, you know, Bala are a big, strong team. And, Nick, I've said it a few times now. You know, every other team outside of TNS... you know, are waiting to see if Bala sign the best players in the league. And then somebody else might be get a chance to sign somebody. When Venables becomes available, Stewie Jones, Lee Owens, Les Davis, if then players become available, nobody else can touch them apart from Bala because they pay the money. So we're all competing against them, for whatever's left. So I'm really proud of the lads tonight. And, they say imitation is the greatest form of flattery. And for me, that's exactly what Bala try and do.
You've got to give great credit as well to Sean Smith in the build-up to the goal there. It could have potentially been a penalty for a foul on Matty Williams, but Sean kept the ball alive and got in a great cross for Wildy to head in.
Yeah, which penalty was that on Matty Williams? Because Matty Williams is clean through.
Yeah, the second one I was talking about.
Yeah, well, if you look at the first one, yeah. Okay, he's clean through. The player is the wrong side of him and shoves him in the back as he's shooting. Like, it's a foul. It's a foul, simple as that. Then the referee has to make a decision. So rather than make the decision, he took the easy option and didn't give a foul. I'm not too sure about the second one. I thought that was just a coming together of players. And then Smiggs put a fantastic ball into, for me, the man of the match in Mike Wilde, you know, because Mike Wilde yet again has come up against two big strong centre halves, and there was periods, you know, where Mike dominated the pair of them, and I was so pleased with him, and to get his goal as well. You know, we knew what it was going to be about tonight, and we stood up to it again.